Again, it's good to come together as we worship our Lord together.
再一次，我哋好好能够有呢个权利去到主嘅面前，我哋去敬拜佢。
Let's spend a moment as we ask the Lord to help prepare our hearts to hear from Him.
让我哋求主俾我哋有呢个力量可以听佢说话。
Dear gracious Heavenly Father,
仁爱嘅天父,
once again we come before you.
再次来到你的面前,
we are needy.
我们是需要的,
and we ask the Lord that you would provide for our need.
我们恳求主你的供应我们所需,
our need for your word.
我们对于你的话语的渴求,
for they are the words of life.
因为他们是生命的话语,
that we may have life.
以致我们可以有生命,
by the grace of your Son Jesus Christ.
靠着你儿子耶稣基督的恩典,
we pray this in his name.
我们是奉他的名字去祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Once again, Happy Mother's Day.
再一次母亲节快乐。
You know, the Bible doesn't talk much about mothers.
你知道其实圣经里面没什么特别怎么样去讲母亲的。
The word mother is found in the Bible 188 times.
在圣经里面母亲这个字是提出了188次。
The number of times that the word father is found in the Bible.
但是父亲这个名字在圣经里面呢
1622 times.
就是16022次。
So therefore, it's at least almost 10 times more.
換句話來講，大概是十倍以上。
And this is understandable.
這個是可以理解的。
Because in Jewish culture,
因為在猶太人的傳統裡面,
the man always plays the prominent role.
因為男士就是重要的。
But we do see in the Bible,
但我們在聖經裡面看到,
several mention of some prominent women.
我們看到一些比較著名的婦女,
prominent mothers,
特別是母親,
as they come into interact with the life of Jesus.
就是講到在耶穌基督生命裡面他們出現過。
And so we will not be discussing those mothers.
我們不是去今天會講這幾位母親。
But we'll be looking at this passage in Proverbs.
但我们就会看到箴言这个的经文。
And it's easy as we read this passage in Proverbs,
我们看在这篇经文里面我们很容易
to focus upon the qualities of this woman.
我们就会专注在这个妇人的品格上面。
And she is the preeminent example of a godly woman.
她就是一个敬虔妇女的一个杰出的例子。
But what is often missed,
但是常常我们忽略到的
is the very basis of her godly character.
就是她这个属神的性格的一些的基础。
And we see this at the very end of this passage.
我们就在这篇经文的最后面我们看得到。
In verse 30.
就是30节。
She is a woman who fears the Lord.
她是敬畏主的一个人。
Now this is the profound secret.
这个就是一个很成功的一个秘诀。
Of her success and accomplishments in life.
就是他自己所以生命有这个成功的一个秘诀。
And although there's only this one verse that mentions this,
虽然只是一节去讲到这件事情,
it is an important and essential component,
绝对是重要也都是不可缺少的,
of who she is.
究竟他是哪一个?
Why is the Lord to be feared?
为什么我们要去敬畏神?
In Psalm 47, it tells us,
诗篇47章这么讲到,
For the Lord,The Most High is to be feared, a great king over all the earth.
因为耶和华至高者是可畏的，他是治理全地的大君王。
See, to fear the Lord is to recognize and acknowledge who he is.
去敬畏神就是换句话来讲，去认识他，知道他是哪一个。
That he is the sovereign God.
他是一个全知全能的神。
Creator and ruler of all things.
他是创造者，管理一切的。
And this is a crucial component.
这个是一个很重要的部分。
In the life that we are to live, if we are to be able to live it for God.
如果我们要生命里面活着是为祂的话，这个部分我们的认知是非常重要。
And it's important for us to understand that is a component that so many of us miss.
也都是我们这个部分很多人的我们都是遗留了。
The component that will make our lives blessed.
一个能够令我们生命得到祝福的一个重要的元素。
Now it's very easy for us
to
say that we believe in God, that He is sovereign.
就话我哋相信神系全知全能。
But does it come out in the way we live?
但系我哋嘅言行有冇表达到出嚟咧？
Does to be caution become the goal of our lives, becomes the God that we trust in.
是不是说我们生命里面,
we say we trust in the Lord, but is it really?
但你说我们真的相信神,是不是我们真的呢?
Something else we trust
还是你相信是另外一些东西在我们生命里面?
We will all say for public consumption that we trust in the Lord.
我们很多时候公开我们会说我们相信主。
But is things like prestige and success the God truly of your life?
但是其实真正的成功声望是不是才是你生命里面的主呢?
Now, sometimes we know that it's important for our kids to participate in some good school activities. That they should be involved in sports and, you know, maybe track or band, what are all those other activities that are offered.
去参与运动,去田径,去到乐队里面,样样的东西。
And sometimes we even think it's good for them to participate in Christian activities.
甚至乎我们有时觉得他们参加基督徒的活动都是好的。
But do those Christian activities become invisible when they're in conflict with their other activities?
但是这些活动会不会对他们基督徒的活动其实造成有些矛盾呢?
Does those Christian activities disappear and become invisible?
而这些基督徒的活动有没有使到一些东西是不见的呢?
Do the vows that you make before the Lord become invisible?
就是我们对主的这个承诺使到它不见呢?
As we live our lives outside of church.
当我们在教会以外的生活里面,我们对神的承诺有没有见不到呢?
You know, in your membership vows,
我们在这个承诺是作为教会里面一员的这个承诺。
You promise to support the church in its worship and in the work.
你支持教会的事工和敬拜,
to the best of your abilities.
用你最大的能力。
That's a vow that you have made before the Lord.
这个是你在主面前所立的约。
To the best of your abilities.
用你最大的能力。
They are not meant to be mere words.
这些不是就是空口讲的说话。
They're not to be empty commitments.
也不是一些空口的承诺。
It is your vow before God.
这个是你对主神的一个承诺。
And that's what it means when we say we honor God.
这里就是讲到说我们怎样去尊崇神。
You know, it's not just about coming to worship weekly.
不是说就是你每个星期来敬拜。
Is that the extent of your fulfillment of God, your promise to God?
这个是不是就是只是你对神的所谓的应许的一个延伸呢?
In James chapter 5 it says,
雅各书五章这么讲到,
Above all, my brothers, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation.
我的弟兄们最要紧的是不可起誓，不可指着天起誓，也不可指着地起誓，无论何誓都不可起。你们说话是就说是，不是就说不是，免得你们落在审判之下。The
vows you made when you became a member of the church.
当你说去成为教会的一个成员的一个承诺,
is not a vow to the church.
不是对教会的一个承诺,
but it is a vow that you made to the Lord himself.
这个承诺是对主他本身的。
When our God is truly Lord of our lives,
that we
truly desire and we are really careful to keep our vows to Him. We know that He is truly a God to be feared above all else.
See,
true believers know this with absolute certainty.
一个真正的信徒对这件事情有绝对的确定。
That we are to fear our awesome and just God.
我们要敬畏这个可敬也都是有公义的神。
But the true believer knows beyond that.
但是真正的信徒比这件事知得更要多。
That he no longer needs to fear, be fearful of him, of his righteous judgment.
他不需要就是单单只是敬畏他这个富有公义的审判。
To the true believer,
一个真正的信徒,
his fear has been of judgment from God has been taken away.
他对神这个审判的这个敬畏其实已经挪开了。
Because Jesus Christ our Lord has come and died on the cross to pay for the judgment that we deserve.
因为耶稣基督已经来到世上在十字架上为我们应该受的这个审判他已经被我们退我们去挪了。
And he reconciled us to this our sovereign God. That was by his blood. And not only that, we've been clothed with the righteousness of Christ. That we are now God's beloved children. We are the body of Christ. That Jesus is our Lord and Savior. So what was a fear of judgment has been changed. It is now a reverent fear. The fear now of sinning against and causing displeasure to our loving Father in heaven. The fear now becomes a fear of dishonoring God. Because we truly try to honor and love our God and Savior. And so as we look at this woman in Proverbs, we can see all the blessings that is bestowed upon her. A blessing that now is something that she not only possesses, but she lives out. And her blessing has earned her the trust of her husband. See, the fear of the Lord enables her to do good and no harm to her husband. In the case of intent of her heart, that it is always for the good that God intends. It doesn't mean that she's faultless. As wonderful as this woman is, with all her great qualities, it does not mean she's faultless. Her husbands, I think we understand that fact, right? That your wife is not faultless. But the question is, has she earned your trust? Do you know her intent for you is for good? So in the midst of your arguments and your disagreements, do you know, do you trust that she intends for your good? Sometimes in the midst of our disagreements, we might forget that. But your wife, who loves the Lord and fears the Lord, is out for your good. And it's good for us to remember that. It doesn't mean that she's therefore has no problems in her life. But she's bearing this fruit, the fruit of the Spirit of goodness. And it tells us here, she finds success in the work of her hands. I guess in the old days, you make your own clothing. Anybody here still make their own clothing? It says here that she has clothing. She makes clothing for all seasons. Flax and wool.
西麻, 羊绒,
wool for the winter.
羊绒就是冬天的,
flax for the summer.
西麻就是夏天的,
I had to look up what flax was. Flax is what they make linen out of.
西麻呢, 就是要来去做麻的,
The linen for your sheets, for example, and things like that.
譬如说我们床单用的麻,
it is something that is designed for the summer.
是特别是为夏天而设的,
it's supposed to be good for absorbing sweat and stuff.
又吸汗啊,
so she prepares She prepares for winter, all seasons, and summer.
佢就係四季，佢都有著唔同嘅衫，亦都係有包括冬天、夏天。
It also, she was also responsible for putting food on the table.
同樣都講到佢去供應有呢個食物。
That it tells her how industrious she is in doing, being able to do so.
亦都講到佢點樣嘅手幾咁靈巧去做呢啲嘅事情。
She's described as a ship from far bringing merchandise in.
佢甚至乎能夠喺遠洋都能夠將貨物去運到佢屋企嗰度。
She works the fields even.
佢甚至乎喺田裏邊工作。
Does anybody grow anything anymore?
有冇人在我哋而家有種嘢嘅咧？
Yeah, she works the fields, and it says she's able to do much.
佢就話佢可以做好多嘢，甚至乎能夠喺田裏邊去工作。
In Deuteronomy 28, it says.
生命記二十八章咁講。
The Lord will open to you His good treasury, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the works of your hand. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow.
耶和華必為你開天上的庫庫，按時降雨在你的地上，在你手裏所辦的一切事上賜福與你，你必借給許多國民，卻不至向他們借貸。
So this godly woman,
這個屬神的婦女,
we can see that she does everything with great vigor and energy.
她做每一件事情都是充滿力量的。
And it says she doesn't feast on idleness.
她不是游手好閒。
She makes use of every moment that she has that God has given to her.
神嘅俾佢嘅每一寸光阴，佢都好好运用。
And it tells us that she makes a profit.
亦都话佢能够赚到利润。
So she's not just worried about providing for her little home.
佢即系话唔系单单为佢自己嘅家庭去供应。
She makes the most of her time.
佢寸阴时息。
She doesn't even waste it, indulging in sleep.
佢冇浪費睡眠時間。
Her success doesn't blind her to the needs of others, though.
佢嘅成功亦都冇去使到佢無視需要嘅人嘅需要。
It says she extends her hand to the poor.
佢就係將手周濟貧苦。
See, in the Old Testament, God has always called His people.
喺舊約，神係成日都去呼召佢嘅子民。
To make provisions for the poor.
為貧乏去供應。
It says in James chapter 2,
雅各書二章,
If a brother or a sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you say to them, Go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that?
若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身露體又缺了日用的飲食，你們中間有人對他們說，平平安安的去吧，願你們穿得暖，吃得飽，卻不給他們所需用的，這有什麼益處呢？
The godly woman
opens
her hand to the poor.
打開佢嘅雙手去到周濟呢嘅貧苦。
He opens her hand so they can take from her what they need.
佢打開佢嘅雙手，以致呢啲貧苦嘅人可以得著佢哋需要。
And it tells us she reaches out to the needy.
講到佢點樣去周濟貧苦。
There is effort on her part.
佢作出一個嘅努力。
To go out and find the needy.
佢去走出去去揾需要嘅人。
In James.
喺雅各書。
The Lord is calling us to act upon the needs of others and to help them.
神是呼召我们要作出行动帮助有需要的人。
And it requires more than just good thoughts and good intentions.
所需要的不是单只是好心或者善意。
God calls us to reach out.
要是伸出手。
To search out.
去寻找。
To make contact with the needy.
去联络这些有需要的人。
We're a middle class church.
我们是一个中产的教会。
Everyone is relatively well dressed and well off.
個個都有幾美好嘅生活。
And a danger for us.
我哋嘅危險在於
is that reaching out to the needy is more than just using our money.
去到幫助有需要嘅人，唔單單只係俾出金錢。
It requires the giving of yourself.
佢係要包含咗你奉獻你嘅己身。
Are you ready to give of yourself?
你愿不愿意去付出你自己呢？
Or are you just thinking about it?
定是你只是想想而
已？ Hopefully, we will at least pray about it.
希望我们至少都会去为这件事祷告。
That you would pray and ask the Spirit of Christ to help you.
去寻求圣灵帮助你。
That to enable you to actually go out.
让你能够走出去。
And show the love of Christ to those in need.
展示神嘅爱俾其他人睇到。
Not just worry about your own needs.
唔系话讲单凭你自己嘅需要。
To reach out to them.
却系要去到佢哋嗰度。
And so we see that this godly woman, all her labors,
我哋睇到呢一个贤德嘅妇人佢所做嘅一切工作
，has prepared her to encounter whatever she might face.
就系预备佢能够面对所有嘅事情。
Now, this preparedness,
呢个嘅预备
，is not only in her own efforts,
唔系单单凭佢自己本身嘅努力
，but it's in her trust in the Lord.
佢系建基于佢对主嘅信靠。
She knows that the Lord will always provide for her needs.
因为佢知道神永远会供应佢所需嘅。
In Psalm, it says Psalm 111.
诗篇一百一十一章咁讲到。
He said he provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever.
他赐粮食给敬畏他的人，他必永远纪念他的约。
God is faithful to his promises.
神对佢嘅应许系信实噶。
He has committed himself.
佢向自己承诺。
To do good to those who love him.
善待爱佢嘅人。
And all these godly qualities.
呢啲一切属神嘅品格。
Makes her the good and great helpmeet for her husband.
让佢嘅丈夫能够得着一个咁好嘅帮手。
You know, in Genesis chapter 2 it says, Then the Lord God said, It is not good for that man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him.
创世纪二章十八节，佢咁讲，佢话耶和华说，那人独居不好，我要为他做一个配偶，帮助他。
So as God had prepared a helper for Adam,
神就系为亚当预备咗一个帮手。
That's what the helper God has intended for all husbands.
呢个就系神为着每一个丈夫所希望带嚟嘅一个帮手。
That's what your wife is to be.
呢个就系你妻子要做嘅事情。
And it's her fear of the Lord that brings her wisdom.
因为佢对神嘅敬畏就带嚟咗智慧。
In the same Psalm, Psalm 111, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have good understanding. His praises endure forever."
同一篇诗篇一百一十一篇，敬畏耶和华是智慧嘅开端。凡遵行他命令的是聪明人。耶和华是永远当赞美的。
See, her wisdom is in the manner in which she carries herself.
佢嘅智慧就展示佢点样嘅言行里边。
And it includes the manner of her speech.
特别系佢讲嘅说话。
Now, this wisdom is not the wisdom of the world.
呢个嘅智慧唔系话呢个世上嘅智慧。
But it's the wisdom that comes from above, from the Lord.
系嚟自上天嘅，系嚟自神嘅。
See, the wisdom of this world calls us to boast and to promote ourselves.
呢个属世嘅智慧就要我哋去自夸，然之后去标榜自己。
The wisdom of the world calls us to be arrogant.
呢个属世嘅智慧要我哋成为傲慢自大。
And looking only after ourselves.
只系睇住自己。
That we are to be first.
我哋要行喺最先。
But it tells us in James chapter 3.
但喺雅各书嘅第三章有咁讲到。
But the wisdom from above is pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere.
雅各书三章咁讲到，佢话唯独从上头来嘅智慧，先是清洁，后是和平、温柔、良善，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
See, the wisdom of God
神嘅智慧
has a completely different makeup from the wisdom of the world.
同世界嘅智慧有一个完全唔同嘅装扮。
It enables us
去让我哋能够
to realize that we're not the ones in control.
就系我哋唔系能够掌控嗰、那个。
But the God that God is
神先就系掌控嗰一位。
True wisdom
真正嘅智慧
enables us to see reality as it is.
就让我哋睇到现在嘅事实。
The reality, the way that God has made things.
就系个现实就系话神点样去创造事物。
Rather than our own perceptions, our own experiences, our own selfish desires.
唔系基于我哋嘅意见、我哋嘅概视，或者系对于神嗰个嘅自私。
It helps us look past our own experience and understanding.
会超越咗我哋本身嘅经历同埋我哋嘅理解。
It begins to help us to see the will of God.
亦都令我哋能够看见神嘅旨意。
Not to think of ourselves any higher,
唔好再看高自己,
or any lower,
又或者看低自己,
to understand that we are under the grace of God.
要知道嘅就係我哋係喺神嘅恩典之下。
So this godly woman,
所以呢個屬神嘅婦女,
is not just a wife,
唔係單單係一個妻子。
Someone has mentioned,
有啲人亦都講到,
Now, this passage is all about wives.
这篇经文好像就是讲妻子。
Actually, it's not all about wives.
其实不是就是单单讲妻子。
It's talking about a woman.
也都是讲一个妇女。
And this woman is a wife.
这个妇女是一个妻子。
But is also a mother.
同时间也都是一个母亲。
The blessing that the woman receives from the Lord.
这个妇女从神所得着的祝福。
Is the very foundation of her being a godly mother.
正正就是她如何能够成为一个属神的母亲的一个基本。
And it is this godliness about this mother.
正正是这个母亲她的属神的性格。
That captures the eye of her children.
也都使到她的儿女能够定睛。
And so it tells us that her children praise her.
也都讲到她的儿女去赞美她。
See, the children actually recognizes the blessing that she has received from the Lord. And it tells us that their praise begins from the very start of the day. You know, children are great, great evaluators of their parents. In this case, of their mother. You see, children can see through the facade of our pretense. You know, sometimes we put on an air about ourselves when we meet other people. But see, when you're home with your children, all that drops. In some sense, you can say the real you comes out. And children see those. They see you. And they know when something is real. And so we see here for this woman. They actually praise and have a genuine admiration for the mother. Children, this is a great secret. That's the most wonderful gift that you can give to your mother.
对于你妈妈这个最好的礼物,
that you show the appreciation and praise to her of her godly character.
就是赞美她属神的性格,
That's a wonderful mother that you give.
这个就是母亲节一份最好的礼物。
So this mother has raised her children to acknowledge the Lord.
所以她就去教养儿女里面, 让她们去认识了主,
that the Lord is the giver of all this blessing.
就是主是赐予一切祝福的。
And she tells us she teaches with wisdom and kindness.
就是说她教导她们的智慧良善。
She is a wholesome witness to the Lord.
她也都为主作了一个很美好的见证。
And it's important to notice
我们很重要的要看到,
that the mother here takes responsibility to teach.
这里母亲是
It is a God-given responsibility to parents, both fathers and mothers.
父亲、母亲,
from Psalm chapter 1, it says, Hear, my son, your father's instructions, and forsake not your mother's teachings. In other words, the teaching of the mother is just as important as the instructions of the father.
母亲的教导比和爸爸的教导都是一样重要。
And in reality, they should be the same.
现实也都是两者一定要是一样的。
Because the husband and the wife are to be one.
因为夫妻同一。
And that's important as you raise your children.
也都在教养儿女方面一样。
Now, this is especially true in our culture.
这个在我们文化里面也都很真实的。
In the climate that we face in our society,
面对这个社会的风气,
where our children are bombarded,
我们的儿女被充斥着,
but all the things that are contrary to the truth of God's word,
一切对于我们在神里面的真理, 往往都有冲突。
Therefore, mothers, it is important for you to raise up your children.
所以母亲, 你去教养儿女是很重要,
that brings up the loving character of Christ,
让他能够得着神那个爱的性格。
And it tells us here in this passage, not only is she receiving the praise of her children, but also from her husband. Husbands, have you praised your wife?
丈夫,
although this is Mother's Day,
虽然是母亲节,
have you given praise to your wife,
你,
your mother?
你有没有赞美你的妻子, 你儿女的母亲呢?
So I'm going to ask husbands, when's the last time you gave praise to your wife?
所以我想问一下丈夫,
Anybody did so today yet?
有没有人今天已经做了?
Yesterday?
昨天呢?
How about during this past week?
定係呢個星期有冇咧？怕醜唔講啫。They're just shy.
They're just shy.
Yeah, they're just shy. I hope.
You hope.
I hope. I pray.
It says the praise of our husband also.
同樣，我哋都要讚美我哋嘅丈夫。
Children, when did you give praise to your mom besides today?
兒女，你除咗今日有冇去讚美你嘅媽媽咧？
It's very simple little things.
一啲好簡單嘅事情。
But outflows from our hearts, the words from our mouths.
其實係我哋由心而發嘅。
So this woman, this wife, this mother.
所以呢個婦女、呢個妻子、呢個母親
has given herself to your well-being and care for the family.
佢就將佢全人去為著家庭去嘅供應
unceasingly,
完全冇停止過。
Do you have a critical eye?
你係咪一個好批判嘅眼睛
？A judgmental spirit.
一個好批判嘅靈。
Blinded to the wonderful gift that God has given to you.
使至你睇唔到神俾你美好嘅禮物。
He has given you a treasure more valuable than jewels.
佢俾著一份比真比珠寶更寶貴嘅禮物。
Do you see the beauty of that gift?
你有冇睇著呢度禮物嘅美麗咧？
And in this passage, it says, that she is more valuable than anything else in the world.
呢篇經文講到佢比世上任何嘅事情都更寶貴。
Is she more valuable to you than anything else that you have?
佢係咪比你生命所擁有嘅一切嘢，比一切都更為寶貴咧？
See, besides the Lord,
除咗主
，your wife is to be your most precious gift.
你嘅太太應該係你最寶貴嘅禮物。
Most precious possession in all the world.
比你喺世上擁有嘅一切更嚟得寶貴。
This is for you as husbands.
呢個係作為你丈夫。
More precious than even your children.
比你嘅兒女更為寶貴。
Do you see your wife that way?
你有冇係咁樣睇你嘅太太咧？
More precious than even your children.
比你嘅兒女更為寶貴。
Children, do you realize the wonderful gift that you have in your mother?
兒女，你有冇睇到你喺母親身上得著呢份咁美嘅禮物？
And it shouldn't be just one day that we celebrate.
唔應該只係單單一日我哋去慶祝。
How we live our lives should be a blessing to them.
亦都我哋點樣活出嘅生命成為佢嘅祝福。
So let us ask the Lord to help us.
所以我哋懇求主去幫助我哋。
To learn to appreciate and to give thanks for what He has blessed us with.
去學習去感激，去為我哋所作出嘅，我哋付上感恩。
Our wives, our mothers.
我哋嘅太太，我哋嘅媽媽。
And sometimes I think it's good we should have a Children's Day.
有時我都覺得我哋應該有個兒童節，我哋有啊。
Because sometimes I think we undervalue and not appreciate the children that God has given to us.
其實有陣時候我哋都冇好好嘅去珍惜神俾我哋呢份禮物，就係兒女。
Who wants to start a Children's Day holiday?
你幾時會開始有兒童節呢個慶祝咧？有啊 ，April 4th.
April 4th?
Yes, that's the biggest day.
I didn't know that.
Too bad. 牧師唔知啊。有兒童節啊
！Well, some of us might say that it's every day because they act like they're the wonderful, precious gift that we have.
其實我哋應該每日都係兒童節，因為佢係我哋嘅好好嘅禮物。
But it's good for us as families to learn to appreciate one another in Christ.
但係作為家庭入邊喺神裏邊嘅家庭，我哋應該係互相嘅去感恩。
And we begin to learn to praise God for the people that He has placed in our lives.
我哋已經感恩神喺我哋生命裏邊擺嘅唔同嘅人。
When's the last time we learned to praise one another?
我哋上一次幾時去真係彼此嘅去讚美感謝咧
？To give thanks.
去獻上感恩咧
？For what God has given to us.
為著神所俾過嘅我哋。
Let's come to the Lord in prayer.
讓我哋嚟到主嘅前邊，我哋去禱告。
Dear gracious Heavenly Father.
慈愛天父。
Lord, we ask for your forgiveness.
再一次，我哋求你嘅饒恕。
That we take all that your blessings for granted.
我哋好多時候將你俾嘅祝福覺得理所當然。
But most of all, Lord.
但係主最重要。
Forgive us for taking you for granted. Lord, for your grace that you have given to us so freely in your Son, Jesus Christ. And yet, O Lord, we live our lives as independent of you. We ask that you would forgive us. That you grant us your Spirit. That you, as you would hold us close to yourself, that we too would reach out and hold you close to us. To know you are God. And how much you love us. Grant us, O Lord, grace to love you. And we thank you for the wonderful blessing you have given to us for, and our mothers. Oh Lord, they have given so much to us. They've given to us in your name. And we ask, oh Lord, that we would acknowledge and give them praise.
Oh
Lord, they know you. Bless them, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's all rise. We would.